This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, November 10th. God's word for you today is the one. Our scripture reading is taken from Daniel 4, verse 34, and it says, "After this time had passed, I, Nebuchadnezzar, looked up to heaven, my sanity returned, and I praised and worshipped the Most High and honored the one who lives forever. His rule is everlasting and his kingdom is eternal." King Nebuchadnezzar is an example of someone who forgot that God was his source and began to look to Nile. God has prospered him and given him multiple victories and conquests. God, in his mercy, had previously warned Nebuchadnezzar in a dream, but time passed and nothing happened. Daniel 4 verse 28 to 32 says, "But all these things did happen to King Nebuchadnezzar. 12 months later, he was taking a walk on the flat roof of the royal palace in Babylon. As he looked out across the city, he said, 'Look at this great city of Babylon. By my own mighty power, I have built this beautiful city as my royal residence to display my majestic splendor.' While these words were still in his mouth, a voice came down from heaven, 'O King Nebuchadnezzar, this message is for you. You are no longer ruler of this kingdom. You will be driven from human society. You will live in the fields with the wild animals, and you will eat grass like a cow. 7 periods of time will pass while you will live this way, until you learn that the Most High rules over the kingdom of the world and gives them to anyone he chooses." I often say to God, "Me, I do not want to eat grass. I declare that you are the King of Israel." Sadly, until some people eat grass, they will not learn. Must you eat grass like a cow? Must you wait till everything dries up? Open your mouth and acknowledge that God alone is your supplier. It is an attitude of the heart. So, if you just mouth it to God, God knows your heart, so you cannot trick him. So, you have entered the promised land. You do not need manna anymore. You do not need miraculous water provision, but understand that God can still shut the heavens. God was saying to the children of Israel, "I will let you walk my principles. I will let you produce things, let you become wealthy, and let you become great. But I will still keep my sovereignty to show you that I am still God." Yes, we were raised to be independent, and we raise our children to be independent, and that is good. But the greatest thing we can do to ourselves and for our children is to embrace being God dependent. We have to train our children to be God dependent. The training to be God dependent is one of the best gifts I was given growing up. The education was not compromised, hard work was not compromised, but I was trained to be God dependent. Jesus says in John 15, verse 5, "Yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." Nothing means nothing. We are nothing without God, and this is actually the key to placing a demand. This is what puts your heart in the right place for the heavens to open. Psalm 123 verse 2 says, "As the eyes of servants look to the hand of their masters, as the eyes of a maid to the hand of our mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God." Let us pray. Father, I lift my eyes to you as I bow my heart before you in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.